So I am so excited to be sitting and chatting here today with Miko of Mindful Techie. And Miko, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and your work and what you do over at Mindful Techie?
Sure. So my name is Miko Marco Whitlock. I am the founder and CEO of Mindful Techie. And Mindful Techie is an organization focused on providing purpose-driven professionals and organizations support around addressing technology distraction, information overload, and work-life balance in a digital world. And so I work with my clients as a speaker and trainer on mindfulness and technology to address those issues.
So you and I met, I guess, digitally about a year ago when you reached out about the Package Your Genius Academy. Mm-hmm. During that time, tell us about, you know, what was going on in your life and what made you seek out a learning opportunity in a community like the Academy?
Yeah, so At that time I was working full-time for an organization. I was communications director, and I had an idea for my business. I had done, you know, I've participated in, you know, seminars and things like that, and So I had a pretty good idea of what I wanted to do and what I wanted to work on, but I actually just needed like a framework and a support system to be able to get to the next level. And I think one of the other things I realized too was I just needed to be connected with a group of people that had started where I started and wanted to go where I was going.
Mm, why was that so important?
Well, I think sometimes when you are, particularly when you're trying to launch a business, like I think it's easy to look at like, I want to be like Oprah, or I want to be like Tony Robbins or whatever it is. But it can be a far reach to see the connection between, okay, well, like where you are and where they are. And so to be able to have someone like you that you can actually, okay, I can talk to you, I can touch you in the flesh, I can see you.
Right.
It makes a big difference.
So just tell us about your experience in the Academy. And then you can tell us about your business and what you've been able to achieve, because, you know, one of the most exciting things I think about working with you was during the course of our time together, you know, you started out working a full-time job and kind of, you know, even at the retreat, you were talking about how we're looking at your calendar and the projections of how much income you need to have and for how long in order to make this leap. But at some point that shifted for you and you decided that it was time for you to move into this full time. So tell us about your experience in the Academy and then how that kind of decision came to be.
Yeah. So I think my experience was great. So what I appreciated was, you know, during the, you know, the calls and the webinars that we had together, you know, we got practical tools and insights for actually taking our business idea from just an idea to actually implementation. Right. So that was really important. And I think a couple of things that were really helpful for me were understanding that, you know, starting from zero, like you don't need a massive following or a massive list to actually go out and launch and have a successful and profitable business. Like those are things that perhaps you want to build over time,
yeah,
you know, to expand your reach. But in terms of actually being able to have a successful business and be able to make profit, be able to be of service to people, those aren't things that you necessarily need right away. And it's okay that you're taking time to build those over time. So I think that was one of the more powerful lessons that I got from that. And I think one of the other things that we've talked about this recently is about the value of the service that you're offering, that you don't need to discount the value of what you're offering simply because people are still getting to know you, right? So the value of what you're offering is what it is. Mm-hmm. And your job is to find the people who resonate with that.
And
who want the solution that you're able to offer, who want to be served by whatever you're offering, and who are willing and able to pay whatever the value is for the service or offering is that you have. So those are the really sort of impactful things. In terms of your the second part of your question about taking the leap, is that?
Yeah. Right? Yeah. Tell us how you got the, because there's a lot of people who I talk to and who I work with where that piece is, that's the hardest part. Like, I can hand them a box. I can hand them a Brainy box. I can hand them a book. I can coach them, give them a roadmap. But until you can really harness your courage and make that decision that this is what I'm going to do, you can have all of the information and the insights and still not make them actionable. So how did you transition from ideas to implementation into, okay, I'm leaving my job?
You know, I had to take some time to do some deep self-reflection, and I got to a place where I was secured in my vision for what I was supposed to be doing and how I was supposed to be serving. And I was secured in the fact that, you know, I've been given a way to serve people through helping with, you know, the technology distraction information overload and a work-life balance piece. And that I needed to be responsive to that. And that at some point I needed to take a risk and take a leap of faith. And what secured me in that was from a spiritual, I'll talk about the practical, but from a spiritual perspective, what secured me in that was just sort of knowing like where that was coming from. That's coming from my heart, it's coming from the universe. And if this is what I'm getting and the universe will support me to get this far, then the universe will support me if I take this leap in service of what the universe is asking me to do. So that's from the spiritual perspective. From the practical perspective, you know, using my head and my heart together, you know, I looked at, you know, what it would take to actually make it happen. So I started from the premise of, if I take this leap and I don't make any money for 1 year, how will I survive? And I went through all of the scenarios from savings to retirement to I can, you know, take on roommates to all sorts of things that I could do in order to support myself in that gap. And the exercise of doing that showed me what was possible. And
it probably took away your fear. Like, yeah, you know, I think so many people like, oh my God, I could never do that. But if you really sat down and thought about it, you could do that. And even in a worst case scenario, it's not the end of the world, right?
Yeah. And so one of the things someone told me was, you know, if you have a job now and you leave your job and it doesn't work out, like, unless you're an axe murderer, like, you can go and get another job.
It's right? So true.
And so I think that's one of the things that helped me too. And in terms of the financial piece, I had a situation too where, you know, someone sort of posed a hypothetical and said, okay, well, let's say like your mother needed a heart transplant and, you know, the heart transplant costs X number of dollars and, you know, you didn't have the X number of dollars, but you need to figure out like how you're going to make that happen. And so the thought experiment of thinking through, okay, well, if my mother needed a heart transplant, how would I actually make that happen? Like, what are the resources that I could pull on? I began to realize that I had access to more resources than I realized. And going back to the spiritual piece, you know, I believe we live in an unlimited and abundant, you know, universe, and that abundance is unlimited. And our job is to awaken to that and to get in the flow of that. And so when I was able to answer that particular question about my mother, I was able to see what resources I had available in a way that I hadn't thought about it before. And I was able to, again, do the exercise that I talked about in terms of, okay, well, if for 1 year I don't make any money, like, what are my options? And I was able to work through that and actually see a practical way that could actually happen. Mm-hmm. So, and that gave me the confidence that I needed in order to actually take the leap. And what I found is when you're taking a leap of faith in response to what the universe is asking you to do, things begin to happen quickly.
Yes.
And so when I made the leap, you know, I talked to my, you know, my boss in January of this year about wanting to leave. And then
were we still in sessions? We weren't in sessions.
No, we weren't in sessions. I think we had just ended. Yeah.
Right. But we hadn't had the retreat yet.
Yeah. So when was the retreat? In January?
It was in February.
February. Okay. Yeah.
It was like the first week in February.
Yeah. So I had already had the conversation with my supervisor and the executive director. And then in March, we made the announcement publicly to staff and partners. And then in May, you know, I think it was May 13th, you know, that was my last day. And after that, I had my savings plan, the plan I told you about that I put together. Right. And I had verbal commitments from my organization for a couple of things that, you know, could or could not have manifested. Mm-hmm. And then I there are some practical things that I did that resulted in sort of where I am today, but there's some things I can't explain. And so all I can surmise from that is that, you know, you take a leap in response to like what the universe is saying. You're using your head and heart to do that through wisdom, and not through ego. And you know, people calling me about contracts for this and can you do that? And now I'm at a place to where I actually had to recently turn down, you know, one contract because it's like I literally don't have the capacity to take anything on right now. So I just feel so grateful for the opportunity to be a part of the academy and to be connected to so many like-minded folks that are on the same path.
And it's just a treasure and a blessing to watch you. And, you know, as I've shared on our podcast that we just recorded, you know, you have a class coming up and you've got, you know, all these awesome things that weren't, you know, I'm assuming were just ideas and little inklings a year ago. And now they're here, not just, you know, do you have something that exists, but you have an offering that you've made and you've put something out there, which is, you know, something that I read about in this book called Playing Big. I love that book by Tara Moore, is that, you know, it's not enough to have your ideas and to, you know, she calls it designing at the whiteboard. Like, you know, you keep it inside and you might write it in your journal and plan it all out, but
yeah.
The real part of the playing big is offering it to the world. And so the fact that you've not only, you know, outlined and designed this workshop, but you've, you know, the link is live, right? Like we sign up for it. And I'm just so proud of you, because that's also another piece that a lot of people miss. You know, they have all the ideas, but they never pull the trigger to offer it to the world and make themselves vulnerable and put something out there that can be criticized, right? Or that can be rejected. Like, but that's what it takes.
Yes. And I think one thing that helped me was to get to a place where I said, I'm going to iterate. I'm going to let go of my perfectionism and I'm just going to do what's good enough. And I don't know if you remember when I first reached out to you about the Academy, I don't know if you remember what my website looked like, you know?
I do remember. Yeah. It was much... It was not like it looks now.
I mean, it wasn't bad, but it was a scaled down, simpler version of what I have now. But at that stage, that was good enough for me. I needed something that just had my headshot and my bio and about what I did. And I continued to build on that as I got clearer about what I wanted to do, what I wanted to offer. And I got clarity by virtue of iterating and saying, you know what, you know, this booklet that you're talking about started out like this.
Yes.
So I started out just an 8.5 by 11 sheet of paper. I designed it in the first version. I designed in Canva. I had those printed at Kinko's and, you know, and then I got to the next person, the version, which was 2 pages. And then I had those printed through Kinko's. And then I was able to find a graphic designer friend who was able to do it. And now it's 6 pages. And I might continue to add to this and iterate to this, but this is the current version. This is good enough for now.
And it's really good, actually.
Yeah.
It's not just good enough. It's pretty great, which is why I'm so excited about the class. And
yeah,
I am now going to be your student to learn from you. And so, you know, just watching your journey has been a blessing to me. And I think it's it's nice that you used the word, you know, or you were talking about earlier, some of the things that you did were practical, but some things you can't explain. You know, I love that. And I think that that's kind of also the magic, a part of the magic of the Academy. You know, things happen, insights come, stories come, people have experiences. I think, you know, I remember when you asked that question about having your list, because you heard someone say that unless you had a certain number of people on your list, you shouldn't be doing something.
Right.
It was some rule.
Exactly. Like if you don't have like 10,000 people on your list, like you shouldn't be hosting live events, something like that.
Right. It was a rule. And I consider that to be a false narrative. And that's something that we do that I think is different than what is done in other programs, is it is about the tactical piece of what do you need to do to get clear on who you are, what you have to offer, and what your personal brand is about, and how you package that and promote that in the world. But also, what are some of those false narratives that you're telling yourself? What are some of the lies that, you know, you've heard, or stories that you are basing major decisions off of? Like, where are we getting this information, and why are we putting so much stock into these stories that aren't serving us and they aren't even true? And I think you're a great example of, you know, you're moving forward, you're growing your following as you're growing it. And I think that this is how you grow your following, by creating things that people want and that solve problems that people have. And as more and more people experience your classes and the transformation that can come from learning about mindfulness and how to be more productive in a mindful way and prioritizing our goals, it's going to spread, because, you know, the transformation you make in my life is going to be evident to the people around me, and I'm going to be sharing that and they're going to know about you and follow you. And I think these days we get so caught up in, you know, well, what algorithm do I use to grow my Instagram? And, you know, what service can I use to grow my Twitter following? Should I buy followers? When if we really just focus on impact, and like you mentioned before, paying attention to that heart, you know, those voices, that message, what am I supposed to be doing with my gift? If we stop ignoring that truth, that internal wisdom, you know, the messages that are coming to us from our source, and just act on it instead of worrying about, well, you know, am I pretty enough or cute enough, or do I have enough followers or what have you to indulge my dream? And we just are obedient, right?
Yeah.
Like if we are just not obedient, like that's what I think it's all about, right?
Yeah. When you listen to, when you listen to your heart and you get clear about what you're supposed to be doing and how you're supposed to be doing it, it becomes easier to manage the fear that you were talking about in terms of what people are going to think, you know, what are people going to do, how are people going to respond, and so on and so forth. Like, and it's not that I don't have those thoughts, but they're not long lasting. I'm able to say, you know what, let me acknowledge that I feel this way in this moment, but let me not stay here. Let me remember the truth. And the truth is, my purpose is to serve by helping the world be more mindful in how we use technology and helping people to live a fulfilling personal and professional life. And this is what the universe has asked me to do. And that is more powerful than any other authority. So it doesn't matter, you know, what someone else is saying or doing or whatever it is. You know, it's interesting. So when I was...
what someone thinks of me.
Yes. Like when I was designing this, so this is a 6-page... well, 3-page, like, fold out, right? And I had this conversation back and forth with the designer about, like, should it be like a saddle stitch workbook or whatever it was? And I was just like, no, like, the vision I have is it needs to be a trifold, because it needs to be practical. It needs to be scaled down. It needs to be cost efficient. And so, and that was just very clear about, like, how it came through to me. And so you have to be able to stand in that when it comes to you, and not, don't negotiate your vision with people that
was a tweetable. Don't negotiate your vision.
Yeah, your vision is non-negotiable.
That's so real.
That's you. Your vision is non-negotiable. That's not for anybody else. And so
you didn't get it. So how are you gonna tell me what? How are you making edits?
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, so you can receive feedback,
right?
You can receive it in love, But you have to ask yourself how it feels and how it aligns with what you've been given.
I love that. I love that. And so on a final note, tell us who you think would be a good candidate for Package Your Genius Academy.
So I think anybody that is either you have an idea and you have an inkling that you want to go out on your own and be an entrepreneur, or you're someone that, you know, perhaps has started and you're stuck and you're not sure like what the next steps are, and you're actually looking for some practical tools, some practical steps, and something beyond just the you need to have a website and a social media following, but something that's going to get you a bit deeper and sort of reflecting on what it is you're doing and how you're actually serving people and how you're actually getting it out there. This is for you. The other thing I would say too is one of the added values that I think is like your PR and branding background, I think brings something different, right? Because you have helped me to think about, well, have you thought about like traditional media? Like, have you thought about pitching to like morning shows? And I think we live in a world where people sort of think social media is it.
Right.
Like people forget about newspapers and traditional media. And I think that's another aspect of, I think you offer a more holistic approach when it comes to actually getting out there and getting known.
Awesome. And I'll just add on that, you know, all of these news outlets, news organizations, one of their mandates is to participate in the digital space. So they all have, you know, social media followings and pages, et cetera, despite being print publications or broadcast programs. They're all online too. So I think it's a powerful way to kind of go back and forth and even have a television interview and then bring it to social media. It adds credibility to you and your message, just for people to see, hey, this person was interviewed. So thank you for sharing that. And thank you so much, Miko. Tell us where we can learn more about you and find more information about your upcoming classes, trainings, programs,
yes,
and services. Happy to.
Yeah, so you can check out my website, mindfultechie.com. That's MindfulTechie.com. That's mindfultechie.com. And you can also find me on social media. I'm on most of the platforms. So my name is A Mindful Techie. So you can just look for me on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, and check out my website, sign up for the newsletter, stay in tune. And hopefully we'll see you in a class or a workshop at some point soon.
Awesome. Thank you, Miko.
Thank you.